And we felt that she wouldn't survive the winter if we left her out there on the ground in the snow.
A released eagle is taken back into captivity after a rough night on the Chilkat River. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more coming up next. Baby is back. The 8-month-old bald eagle that was released on the Chilkat River Saturday was recaptured Monday after showing signs of distress in the wild.
We made the decision to go out and get her, bring her back here.
Cheryl McRoberts from the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines says rescuers were able to walk right up to the bird near where it was released on the Chilkat River and use a net to recapture it without difficulty.
The latest on Baby is after it was released, it just flew across, swam across the river, and we saw that it was in distress, so we sent a crew out yesterday, Bill McRoberts, Rod Ryan, Preston Cruz, and Jen that works for Parks, went up there and captured that eagle.
The eagle known as Baby was rehabilitated in Juneau after falling out of its nest at a young age and was the star of a release ceremony over the weekend. The bird's handler, Scott Tiernan, out of Juneau, called it one of the more tense releases he's ever done. Instead of launching off the bank in flight, Baby waded, then flew a short distance into the river. Crowds watched as it floated with the current and then made it to the opposite bank and began to dry out. Baby's unexpected response to being released worried some people gathered at the river near Clukwan. Was the bird really ready to be released? Some questioned. But the foundation says it probably was ready and that it was injuries obtained on the trip to Haines that likely kept it from flying.
Apparently, Baby had broken one primary wing feather on the way down here and broke two more the night before the release. Then she broke a tail feather on the way up to the release. So she could not fly because those are the primary feathers on her wings, which give her the lift. She can fly about 18 inches off the ground. She wouldn't be able to get up into the trees. And we felt that she wouldn't survive the winter if we left her out there on the ground in the snow. She wouldn't be able to get up into the trees with those broken feathers.
The eagle was transported in a cage on the state ferry last week to get to the release.
You know, so if there were rough seas and the cage got jostled, she could break a feather. She was put in the mew out here. She was upset it was a strange place. She could have flown up into the window. Well, we know that she flew up into the window because she tore the mosquito netting off the window. And then she was put back in the kennel and taken out for the release. And somewhere between here and Clukwan, she had broken a tail feather, and the tail feathers are the ones that help her steer and to give them lift.
Baby was not the only one distressed. After the hectic release, some spectators kept watch over the bird. Others said they were worried about its ability to survive.
We had some people calling in saying she's still sitting in the same spot when she got up out of the water. She went up and she hopped up on a log and she just sat there. Well, I've had two phone calls from Whitehorse this morning. People that came down for the release that were concerned.
Eagle releases have been part of Chilkat Valley autumns and springs for about 7 years now, but two of the more recent ceremonies have not gone as planned. That's causing organizers to begin to take a closer look at how releases are done.
I don't know. I mean, the river changes constantly. I don't know. That's going to have to be a Board of Trustees decision. We're going to have to discuss it and discuss it with some vets so that this does not happen again.
Baby's now living in a mew at the Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines, eating as much fish as it wants as it awaits its next assignment. McRoberts says the foundation is able to hold the bird for 72 hours and is looking for eagle vacancy at any of the state's rehabilitation centers.
Sitka or Juneau, Bird TLC in Anchorage, or Wasilla. I need to see who has room for another eagle.
Baby's broken feathers will have to molt and fall out before new ones can grow in.
It won't be till spring, because right now they've grown all their feathers in to help keep them warm for the winter. So in the spring, she'll molt them out and grow new ones. And for that, she can be released maybe this spring.
A new voice is answering phones at the Haines Fire Department business line. The hall is back to full staff with the addition of Tiffany Rolls as EMT firefighter. The newest borough hire came on earlier this month to work alongside Al Badgley in one of two paid positions at the otherwise all-volunteer department.
All right. Bye-bye.
Rolls was already living in Southeast Alaska and has Firefighter 2, Emergency Medical Technician 1, and Search and Rescue certifications, and says she's interested in advancing her qualifications, which she's been working on since she finished high school.
Started with emergency response after high school. I kind of got bored in Sitka and wanted something to do that was active, and so I joined the Mountain Rescue Team. Didn't get a lot of patient contact time. Did get a lot of field time. So I joined the fire department, got my EMT, and then started out as fire, and just, I didn't think I'd like that as much, but I actually thoroughly enjoyed fire, and then got my EMT, started running on the ambulance, getting more patient contact time, and then I just love emergency response.
It was a quiet start for Rolls, who came to Haines from the more metropolitan towns of Sitka and Juneau. There weren't any local calls for fire or ambulance response for almost a week after her arrival.
I was like, finally. As soon as I walked in the door, everyone's grabbing the radio saying, it hasn't worked. I think like the battery needs to get changed. Or
Rolls also has friends and family in Whitehorse and appreciates working in a town that's just a drive from the Yukon.
And Haines is like Southeast. It's gorgeous. Everybody's social and nice. And I've had people offer me pots and pans my first day and offer me, as soon as I walked in, I had somewhere to stay. So, I mean, I definitely like the environment.
The department has gone without anyone in its number two spot after Jerry Blood retired and Jeff Stout resigned shortly after filling the job. Training Officer Badgley said there was a lot of work to catch up on.
A lot of it was planned chaos. So we pretty much tried to come up with a plan on how to introduce her to some of the things that we're going to be addressing daily. And considering we have more EMS calls than fire calls, we tried to focus on, you know, how to get her really prepared to respond on an EMS call with our fire department, you know, response unit here. So we kind of went over some of the equipment on our ambulance and where it's located, and she was familiar with the use of most of that pieces of equipment. So all we had to do was just kind of go over a few protocols. She went over the standing orders to try to figure out how to, you know, kind of read that. And then basically we were kind of blessed to not have a call for about a week, so she was able to kind of get caught up with a lot of little day-to-day operations to make sure that, you know, she was ready to go.
Rolls has met the volunteer fire and ambulance crew members in their regular meetings over the past few weeks. She's been working with Badgley to get more familiar with town and the people who live here.
I think she's really receptive to all the different types of varying degrees of what happens here in Haines. I mean, in a bigger department, you're pretty much assigned to a truck and you're going to be doing pretty much the same, maybe different kinds of calls. But here, I mean, we've done everything from fire extinguishers, done house numbering. We've done a variety. I mean, it's just amazing the variety of opportunities that happen here. So you really don't know what the day's going to entail. You have an idea of some of the things you want to get accomplished, but usually somebody comes in with a strange request about something, and hopefully the fire department can fulfill that request.
Rolls has particular interest in exploring the recreational activities around Haines.
I'm just excited to get involved and start. We did ambulance driver training, and so just doing more response for calls. And then I've had more offers for doing outdoor activities, so I'd like to start doing some of that. Hiking and all that sort of stuff. Somebody offered to take me snowshoeing, which I've never done, so I guess I'll get some snowshoes and figure it out.
Haines has another new face dedicated to keeping dogs and people safe with the latest addition to Haines Animal Rescue Kennel.
We're getting ready to get back into the schools with our new employee, the new animal control officer, Gabe.
Sarah Jamot is with HARC, the pet shelter in Haines. The nonprofit hired Gabe Kucher, who moved here from Oregon to take the second of two part-time jobs at the shelter. He completed training in Minneapolis earlier this year for the job.
He provides our contract with the borough to do animal control services, keep dogs off the street, keep people informed of what the borough ordinances state pertaining to dogs, and it's also his job to get into the school to do humane education geared towards our youth.
It's an active time for HARC. The facility, located on a bend in Small Tracks Road, is undergoing some building changes and cyber upgrades.
Well, we're working on upgrading our internal dog kennels, which is being funded by the Haines Borough through their nonprofit grant funding. And we are just redid our website at www.harkalaska.org.
Hark is also holding a winter raffle this year, which is an annual benefit for the local animal shelter. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. Want to stay in touch with the Eberlin Canal when you're out of town? Just visit khns.org and click on the Listen tab. There, you can keep up to date with news and events until you're back home. KHNS welcomes comments from the public on topics important to you. If you'd like to make a commentary to air on your local community radio station, check our website at khns.org under Community. Each listener commentary airs twice, once in the evening and once in the morning after local news. Think of it as a letter to your neighbors. It's the KHNS commentary from listeners like you.